IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. In these programs, we criticize movies with especially religious themes. Well, such that movie is a jinn, this is a very controversial issue, of course, not totally in the Muslim world, but, for some people, it might be a strange or weird or, I don't know, supernatural or imaginary. But the thing is, we have actually lots of verses in the Holy Scriptures, especially we are talking about the Quran. So we chose this topic and we dealt with this issue through the movie Jinn, produced in 2014. But another movie that is somehow a recent movie, it is called De Jinn, of course, with, capital D and then J, not like the previous movie, Jinn with a capital J. So it was produced in 2021, directed by two people, David Carbonnier and Justin Powell. They happen to be the writers, too. It again, it stars, Ezra Dewey, Devi Poe, Rob Brownstein, and John Erickson. None of them I know of. Maybe some of you know. And the box office was $124,000, roughly. Let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, Jinn, De Jinn, with a capital D. And then we'll be back with a question.
What do you think?
We start thinking about the things we're missing. We forget about the things we have.
Don't forget to take a shower before bed. I'll be home before you get up.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Mohanjad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers in the studio. We are criticizing the movie The Jinn with a capital D, produced in 2021, directed by David Carbonnier and Justin Powell, starring Ezra Dewey, Devi Poe, Rob Brownstein, and John Erickson. The whole movie is about a mute boy becomes, trapped in his apartment with a sinister monster after making a wish to fulfill his heart's greatest desire. And for that, I'm going to ask two of my friends and guest speakers, Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah, to join me in the studio. And first, I may greet with them. Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam. And Sayyid Abdullah. Nice to be here.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Well, the critical response, Sayyid Abdullah, was positive, as opposed to the previous movie, which was negative. This gained actually a positive review from different critics. For example, review aggregator website Rotten Tomatoes reports an approval rate of 87% based on 69 reviews, with an average of rating of 6.7 out of 10. This is
because
good.
It had a bitter ending.
Yeah,
probably. All right. So, how did you like this movie?
Well, it was different from my usual horror movies that I've seen in the past. It was a very kind of light horror movie. There wasn't too much scary stuff in it.
Right.
I mean, it has the, you know, it has the all the atmosphere for scary stuff, but they did not have too much scare creatures as much as in other movies. They tried to keep it more like, I don't know, within the realm of 15 plus rather than 18 plus, so they can get more viewers watching it. So overall, it was okay. It was just an okay movie. Nothing extreme, nothing poor. I wouldn't call it a B-grade movie, nor will I call it an A, you know, A-star Hollywood movie. So yes. Something in average. It's just an average, nice movie you can watch whenever you're bored.
I see.
Yeah.
How did you like this movie?
Well, it was good. But
did you find it attractive?
Would it be bad if I say no?
Why not?
So it is not my favorite genre, but you know, in the case of showing of those stories of that type, it was okay. I guess it was a good kind of its format.
I see. Let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, Jin, De Jin, with a capital D, of course. Produced in 2021, directed by David Carbonier and Justin Powell. And then we'll be back with a question about it. Don't go away.
He wanted to cry. He wanted to give himself up to despair. And when he came to, he found himself stretched out on the bed and the fairy was sitting next to him. Tomorrow your wish will come true, the fairy said. What is it? Pinocchio replied. Tomorrow you'll cease to be a puppet and you're going to become a real boy.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers in the studio. We are criticizing the movie The Jinn with a capital D, produced in 2021, directed by David Carbonier and Justin Powell. Well, apart from, let's say, the movie itself, as you have listened to this part of the movie, the father at the beginning of this movie, Sister Asma, is reading to his mute boy, to his son, the story of Pinocchio and a fairy turning his puppet body into a real boy.
Yes.
Basically, it's like, you know, introducing the whole theme of the movie to the audience.
Exactly.
And I think they did a good job. I mean, the director and the writer and the producer.
The difference was that the one who turned Pinocchio into a human being was an angel.
Exactly. And we are talking about a transformation again here, right? And not to mention, this is a mute boy, and we know what a mute boy wants, right?
Exactly.
So if there is a wish, that is going to be talking,
exactly.
Speaking.
And
making a speech
a voice
is something that he actually lacks. So, you know, we have the idea of fairies in Pinocchio, of course, such a story, you know. I know it's a novel, it's a story, but do fairies exist like djinns?
Djinns do exist, but yes, they do exist.
Fairies.
Supernatural creatures, yes, they exist. And we call them djinns. And djinns have good ones and bad ones. So if we call the good ones as fairy, then it would work.
I see.
We call the good djinns as fairy, then it would work.
But how can we prove them in modern life? Because modern life is like all sense data. Like if you see something, if you hear something, if you touch something or smell or taste, that is going to be the data received and accepted. Other than that, they wouldn't.
You know, I don't think it's a matter of approval or disapproval. It's a thing that exists. There is no discussion over that. Jinns do exist, supernatural beings.
So how would you prove it, for example, to a person like an atheist or somebody who denies it altogether?
I won't prove it to them. They would leave, and one day if they have to see it, then they would see it.
Uh-huh.
And according to, well, I would perhaps use the holy book. And if they're atheists, then there's no way for me to make them believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are believers, then according to holy books or scriptures, we could actually make them believe.
Say that, Abdullah, any comment?
I have like family members. So like they say, no, I don't believe in jinn. I don't believe in sihr. I'm like, dude, it's in the Quran. Like, yeah, but I still, you know. So sometimes proving something that's unseen to us that we don't get to deal with is not a very easy task. So sometimes you just have to, like this, as I said, you just have to bank on, you know, on what you know yourself. Because, I mean, for an atheist as well, trying to prove the existence of God, they wouldn't believe it. The reality is we're living in a society where we're becoming very materialistic. Unless I see it, I believe it. If I don't, then I don't. And anything within that realm we call panorama activity. So it's...
So how would you prove it to a person who denies it?
There are things you just can't prove. It simply can't prove. You can prove it mentally, you can prove it intellectually, but you can't prove it physically.
What do you mean intellectually?
Like you can prove it in terms of theory. You can't prove it in terms of like physicality.
Mm-hmm.
Like how, in the same way I prove the existence of God, for example, I can talk about jinn and prove their existence through the events that happen to us as a human beings. For example, pretty much everybody, to a certain extent, believe in ghosts, right?
Right.
They believe that something happens. But the idea is if you change this mindset from ghost to jinn, then it makes a lot of sense to them. I remember one day I was driving and there were two Aussies with me and they were both homosexual. And they were talking about ghosts. I'm like, did you guys know that ghosts doesn't exist? I'm like, how so? I said to them, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then they pause and like, yeah, then what the hell is that, these things? I'm like, they're not ghosts. Call them something else. So you can in that sense, right?
I see.
You can, so matter, if you talk about it from the aspect of theology or in the aspect of, like I said, from an intellectual point, theory, maybe. But trying to prove them in real, that's going to be...
And by the way, it's not a totally, let's say, or purely religious idea.
No, it's not.
Sometimes
it's
you can
not.
Find it in their different cultures.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, everybody believes in ghosts.
Yeah.
Right? Because sometimes I think every one of us, something must have happened to them that they thought, well, that's strange.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? And when we sleep at night and things move around you, you hear sounds, you're like, okay, something is going on. So that obviously it comes from something, the belief in something that's out there you cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get someone with the right information, you can actually tell you.
Sister Asma believed that fairies are like the good genies.
Well, good genies are just good genies. Fairies, like, I mean, in the sense of Hollywood fairies, like, no, we don't have such a thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like small, cute girl creatures. We don't have
that. Would
that.
Turn, like, we have like, the story like of Cinderella again, the fairies changing Cinderella into a, you know, beautifully dressed
girl
ready for
marriage. I mean, I wish there was. I mean, especially the lady from Shrek, you know, the godmother.
Uh-huh.
The fairy godmother. I wish she exists. I would go for her for potions. The reality is we don't have such a thing.
I see. Yeah. And what about the other creatures? Because we don't know anything about the world, you know?
Look, and the fact, yeah, like you said.
And we also talked about it in some of their earlier programs about the different multiple universes.
Yeah,
you know?
See,
not verses, not
I hold the view
right
from what I've been reading from the Ahlul Bayt, from the Riwayat, from the Quran, that this vast universe, and even our own universe, even our own earth, there are plenty, if not millions of creatures that live with us that we don't know.
Yes.
We've never explored, we've never seen, we don't know what is out there.
And there is a good reference book, by the way. Mm. And we also happen to have a very nice program about that with actually you, basically. Mm. You are the guest of that show or the host of that show, and that is the very detailed commentary of Imam Sajjad's Sahifa Sajjadiya. And this is a very, or a scroll, you know, basically it's been translated into. And in that, when I was reading it, you know, I was like shocked and appalled by the very idea of that. There are lots of different creatures that we don't know anything about. Even Imam doesn't know. Like, he asks God, what are they, for example?
Yeah, so there are different... There, I mean, if you, there's a, we have a called, we have a book called Madinatul Ma'ajiz, the City of Miracles, which talks about the Ahl Bayt interacting with these creatures.
Yes.
Which is mind-boggling, right?
Exactly.
But as far as we've been told, as mainstream Islam, we've been told, like, you have, in, you have humans and you have jinn. Besides that, we don't have any much. I mean, unless you want to jump to a different subject altogether, then
yes.
But I, like I said, I hold the belief that 100% there are different creatures out there that we are not aware of.
Okay. By the way, the name of that, or the title of that program you're hosting, is called Bridge.
Bridge.
By the way, if you just wanted to refer to that and search it, Google it with English radio. IRIB English Radio, and probably you could easily access it. Thank you very much for listening to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to criticize the concept of jinn through the movie The Jinn with a Capital Day. It's a 2021st American supernatural horror film directed by, or written by, David Carbonier and Justin Powell. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.